Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Championship is being played this week.
Tom, I'm standing here with the little sluggers and some of their parents, and I can't tell you how excited they are.
This is the Hot Corner.
Little Stan March is the pitcher for the South Park Little League team. Mr. March, you must be very proud of your son. They've worked really hard to get here, Chris, and, you know, I don't like to really trash talk, but I don't think Denver has a chance.
With Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
Oh, well, I'm sure some of the Denver kids' parents would disagree with you.
And oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! South Park is going down! There ain't no way some little mountain kids can beat Denver! Not with my son on second base!
On the Odyssey app.
Oh, looks like we got some parental trash talking going on here. Mr. Marsh, any comment? Well, I think that there's a...
Mr. Marsh? Who wants to hear from a Mr. Marsh? I am the ultimate Little League trash talking father. I am the Bat Dad. Bat Dad knows no fear.
And 1080.
Bat Dad knows no pain. I want you, Marsh. I want you.
The Fan.
You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around.
Welcome in to the second hour of the Hot Corner. If you're missing the first hour, you get that at the Fan Podcast at 1080thefan.com or the Odyssey app. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Soon to be pressed on vinyl.
I feel like that's doing too much.
80 gram? 180 gram?
Yeah, I Googled that the other day, how much it costs to make vinyl records of something, and not cheap.
Yeah, if you cut a record and you were like, not I want to make cheap. 35 of these and sell them at my shows. No, it's not cheap.
Also, not environmentally friendly either.
No.
Oh, we're going that route, huh?
Well, we live in Portland and people will bitch if you don't.
Well, I live on planet Earth.
I think
that's why I care.
If you have Dutch Bros in there, Herr Schulte, I guarantee you have a plastic straw. Okay. How dare you with your plastic straw?
You guys are right. I hate paper straws. I'm not the one that would care. I'm just throwing that out there. I'm just a voice of the people.
Not to get you on, say I hate paper straws, I hear I hate turtles.
Not to get on my high horse or anything, but it cracks me up when they're like...
As he gets on his high horse.
Oh, yes, I will be climbing up. But they tell us not to use, like, paper straws and stuff like that. Meanwhile, like, China will build, like, skyscraper cities with,
yeah,
like, 20, 30 giant buildings, and then they're like, well, tear them down.
Oh, well, that didn't work.
Well, yeah. I don't think anybody's going to live here anyway, so just tear them down. I'm like, all right. I don't think that. I mean, how many paper straws was that? Okay.
You know the best way to avoid.
What's going
to
happen with all these eclipse sunglasses?
Yeah.
Well, they're going to be recycled.
Oh, yes, I'm sure. I'm sure they all went into a recycle bin.
Yeah, I had something to say, and I've just.
Sorry. I threw you off with the eclipse.
You have three wishes. Well, I wish the world wouldn't die. Now, welcome to this. Oh, I know the easiest way to get away from paper straws if you don't like paper straws.
Paper or plastic straws?
Either.
Just straws in general.
Just don't use straws. Them. Yeah, I don't use straws. I hate straws.
Just raw dog it.
Straws are terrible.
Yeah. I can't. I got a frozen drink, so I raw dogging this would make it all end up on my face.
It hurts my teeth.
Think of your life. Think of your choices.
And Schulte, how dare you use a straw?
Sorry, guys.
How dare you use a straw? It's one of them thick ones, too. It's killing sea turtles.
I was going to say, end up in a turtle's nose somewhere in the Atlantic.
Not those, like, average-sized turtles, but, like, the big ones that are endangered.
There's going to be a turtle that has lived for 150 years that's going to meet its demise because of your damn plastic straw.
It's thick and it's long, and that's probably not
a
good
idea.
It's
going to end up in a nose.
You're just trying to slip it in there.
All right, well...
How pissed would you be if you're that turtle? Like, I've lived this long by avoiding this many
sharks. I'm 130 years old on the Galapagos Islands.
And this is what gets me?
And Schultz's damn Dutch Brothers sugar concoction is what kills me.
Son of a bitch!
I haven't even gotten laid yet.
150-year-old virgin, huh?
I'm saving myself. Saving myself to save my race. Save my species.
You know that sea turtle females, they never actually get to meet their young?
Yeah.
Because they just lay the eggs on the beach and then they're like, yeah, best of luck.
That's why Finding Nemo's a lie, dude.
Avoid the crabs and avoid the gulls going after you when you're trying to make that mad dash to the waters.
Finding Nemo is liberal propaganda.
That's true.
You know, the turtle doesn't get his
boy. You think
boy.
They're a big happy family? They're not.
They're not.
You think he smokes weed? He doesn't.
In fact, 75% of Crush's kids died within 10 seconds of being born.
That turtle is sober. What happened? What's going on right now?
Yeah. Well, we've got news. How does the Sacramento A's float off the tongue?
I thought you were going to talk about much cooler news, like someone getting called up.
Hey, man, I don't want to talk about the A's. You want to talk about Jackson Holliday? We can talk about Jackson Holliday.
It's much more fun to make fun of someone. I mean, I mean, we can just go off about my Norfolk Tides and how everybody has an above 1,000 OPS.
That's so rad. That's so rad.
But instead, we can make fun of the Sacramento A's.
The Sacramento A's, which will be known as the Oakland A's.
Sacramento A's by way of Oakland.
Yes. Yeah, the Sacramento Athletics
of
Oakland.
Can we make a jersey saying that across the front?
There's some really hilarity out of this, so let's just use this moment to make fun of them. The Oakland A's have trademarked the phrase Sacramento Athletics and Sacramento A's without any intention to actually use those. Fisher, the owner, not Fisher, the host. Fisher, the owner, said that it's small venues like Sacramento is what people like Aaron Judge live to play for.
And who's that guy on our team?
Mark Kotze. No, that's the coach. That's the manager.
Zito? I'll find it. Just
give me a minute. Is Tony Kemp still around? I like that guy. Nice young black
kid. Who's that guy that we just called down for... having that wristband saying sell the team.
This is pretty hilarious.
Yeah, I mean,
we're at the point now
it's
where...
It's an ongoing hilarity.
We're at the point now where it's
Oakland,
just like...
Sacramento.
Okay, what are you going to do next?
Yeah, kind of.
There's no stadium in Vegas. There's no plan to build a stadium in Vegas. You signed a 3-year deal to play in Sacramento. What if they just become like the traveling Wilburys and they just... Next year, you know, after 3 years in Sacramento, they spend 3 years in Portland, and then they spend 3 years in Salt Lake City, and then
I'm trying to think.
They just never have a home.
Now I'm really trying to think of, like, what could happen next. Like, what if the Sacramento Stadium is, like, just as worse as the Oakland Coliseum?
It's infested with possums.
Just running rampant. Not just, like, one or two. Just hundreds.
It's not a good place to play. Or really be. I mean, what was it like? They said their attendance was 5,000 a game for the first few. No.
The Sacramento team? Or
No, the A's before this. Because they opened in Oakland.
I was going to say, I thought you were talking about the AAA team.
No, the Sacramento
team is pulling 5,000. I was like, hey, that bodes well
for
them.
They said 5,000 people were still showing up to this possum-infested stadium.
And a cascade of booze rained down from the stands.
Yeah. You know what? I'll tell you what, though. If I lived in Sacramento, I'd go to games.
I would apologize for you.
I'd go to games. Are you kidding me?
I would.
Well, there's nothing else to do.
Like a 10,000 person stadium, and in comes Shohei.
An MLB team? Are you kidding me?
I kid you not. I drove through Sacramento one time on the way home from San Francisco.
I got family from Sacramento. I've been there many, many times.
And I think about halfway through it on I-5, I was like, wait, what city is this?
Oh, it's Arco Arena way down there.
My buddy was like, this is Sacramento. I was like, this?
It's like the one city in California that's large and not on the coast.
It took 5 minutes to drive through that thing on I-5. I was like, that was Sacramento? They had a cool bridge, though. It was really yellow, like really golden yellowish, and I'll give them props for that. But other than that, I guess, yeah, if you are in Sacramento, you'll go to an MLB game to see anybody else but A's players. That's what their owner hopes.
What's the end game of this?
They're going to go to Vegas. I mean, this is, I mean.
Do we really think they are?
Yes, eventually. I think
still knocking down the trop.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they go to Kansas City.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That doesn't make sense because they're not going to build a stadium there.
That would be so awesome if another team swooped in and was like, yo, Vegas.
Well, and it's not like the owner's going to foot the bill.
Yeah.
So.
Like the Brewers are like, yo, Vegas, we'll swoop in. Just announced the Milwaukee Brewers' new stadium started construction a week ago, and they will be in Las Vegas. And the A's are like, wait a sec. What are we supposed to do?
By the time this story, quote unquote, ends, is it ends with them in Las Vegas, and then volume two begins with the cluster F in Vegas of just dealing with the same owner, not wanting to spend, and then the city of Vegas not really invested in the team because I don't think they care about baseball too much. I mean,
what do you
want to talk about a city that does have things to do? I give you Vegas.
If you're the owner, how do you wake up in the morning just knowing that everybody hates you?
You check that
everybody
bank,
thinks you're a joke.
You check that Gap trust fund account.
Well, no, I understand that, but why wouldn't you just honestly just sell the team and just get out of it? It's like the Angelos. Like, everybody's like, you guys are losers. Just get out. And they're like, all right, you're right. Let's get out.
And Dad did die, so.
I know, but so it's like, they're like, everybody's making fun of us, so let's just get out of here.
I hear you on that. There is some sort of, and I feel like this is, we've noticed this in another sport with, like, the Panthers owner, David Tepper. Like,
and they're not making
fun. He's like, I'm a billionaire, and I can just buy this team, and everybody's going to love it. And I'm just going to do what I want. And then before you know it, he's throwing drinks on people in the crowd because he can't handle the backlash in his face.
And they're not making fun of you like Mark Cuban. You know, it was easy to make fun of Mark Cuban for a while. You're like, oh, this nerdy tech guy wants to own a basketball team. But you can tell, like, he clearly cares about basketball.
Yeah.
So we can make fun of him as, like, this weird, short, you know, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo kind of guy. But
hey, he's a shark, okay?
But he cares. He gives an S about his team. I just think that if everybody was railing on me for being a loser and not caring, I think I'd just get out.
Again, that's
just walk away.
Is there any other walk in life that John Fisher has that he has to deal with that? And I don't think it is. When you're that rich, you're surrounded by yes men and people hyping you up when you don't deserve it your entire life. And that does not work in the sports world with a fan base. Like, they can see through that BS because all a fan base wants is a winner. They want a championship and they want an ownership group that wants to at least try to do things to get to that point.
At bare minimum, compete.
And after a while, when you see an ownership group cutting corners and doing what he's done over the last decades, whatever it's been since he's owned this team, like, again, like, you're going to throw it back in his face. I personally wish we did this more at Blazer games. If we noticed that Jody was in the seats, I hope some dude would be getting kicked out of Section 115 for yelling down at her, sell the team.
Sell the team. Like, what are you doing here? You don't care.
Again, well, I would much rather have a Steve Ballmer about to have an aneurysm on stage talking about his team and how he's going to do everything he can to bring a championship to the city versus a guy talking about other teams' players coming to the city to watch them.
And I don't care if you fail. You know, like, let's say Cuban never got that title. As long as you're trying, man.
I don't know. Artie Moreno looked pretty bad, quote unquote, trying for the Angels last year.
But let me ask you, would you rather be an Angels fan or an A's fan?
At this point, I'm not sure. You still got Mike Trout.
It's not like, let's be real here. Like, I know they both suck, but I would much rather be an Angels fan.
But
I got a home, I got a stadium, I got a player, like, minimum.
But
like,
also,
the bare minimum
that's like
Oakland can't give you.
That's at, like, asking, like, would you rather want a pile of crap or just a turd?
Yeah,
like,
the giant douche or a turd sandwich.
Yeah, and what the Angels did last year, I'm sorry, they literally let all of their guys go that they traded for,
right,
and gave up a ton of assets and got nothing for Shohei
right
Ohtani.
But what I'm telling you is they have a home.
Honestly,
and they have a stadium. I'm talking the bare minimum.
I get it. To me, that is almost as bad or very comparable to what the A's are going
I'd
through.
I'd rather be an Angels fan or an A's fan. It's not even close.
You want to talk about
the
it?
The bare minimum. Like, you must be this tall to ride this ride. At least they're that tall.
Yeah.
That's it.
They've had thrown out some bad contracts, but
the bar is that low.
I would rather my team keep throwing out bad contracts, trying to make something happen versus just nothing. My team did that once with Chris Davis, and then they're like, all right, we're out.
I'd rather wear a CJ Wilson jersey every day for the rest of my life than be an Oakland A's season ticket holder.
CJ was good.
A Sacramento A's.
I'd rotate between CJ Wilson, Josh Hamilton, Albert Pujols. Anthony Rendon. I'd rather wear an Anthony Rendon jersey.
You'd wear a Josh Hamilton Angels jersey?
Damn right I would.
He got
Then being an A's fan? Again, I have a team and a stadium. The bare minimum. That is all it takes.
Did they show up to support them, though, like even when the stadium? I know it's been crumbling for a while, but like seriously, when's the last time Oakland A's fans went to a game?
When they were good in the mid-2000s.
Exactly. So it's been 20 years.
But they haven't been good since.
Hey, man, Mariners have had fans showing up even when they're crappy. And if you
Because they got a team and a city. And a stadium.
Well, they had a team in a city in 2009, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. And they're actually one of the more storied teams in Major League Baseball.
No. Mariners are not a good equivalent because T-Mobile is a great place to go watch a game, even if you're bad.
No, I hear that.
If the Yankees are bad, you're still at Yankee Stadium. If the Cubs are bad, you're still at Wrigley. Coors Field, the Rockies are terrible, and Coors Field is great. I've got a city and a stadium, the bare minimum. Oakland can't even do that.
Can I entertain you with a Justin Upton Angels jersey?
Yes, I will also add that to the rotation. Rendon on Monday, Upton on Tuesday, Hamilton on Wednesday.
Throw Bobby Abreu in there.
Friday Pujols, of course, because we getting lit. It's Friday.
I don't want to turn this into an Angel segment, but at what point does that just turn into bad luck? I mean, my God.
Right, right. Sometimes you make bad contracts.
Some. All the bad contracts.
All right, when we come back, Joe mentioned this, and I would like to get into it. Number one prospect getting called up. We say it all the time. It's the youth movement. How good could this one be, and what's the future of that team look like? We'll do that next. Hot Corner, Today the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Fair or foul coming up here in about 10 minutes, so stick around for that. That's everybody's favorite. We do it at the bottom of every 8 o'clock hour here on Tuesdays. Welcome to the show. Shout out to YouTube. And all you folks hanging around.
Dude, I'm telling you, the IPAs, I just can't.
Yeah, they gassing you?
They're ruffling. I mean, you've heard me in here, for God's sakes.
I'm not in there with you guys.
Dude, this seat's warm.
Yeah.
This seat is warm.
I had a tasty Kolsch, though, today.
Nice.
I think that might be the move. The old Zoigel house.
I've switched to the Miller High Lifes. So.
Ugh.
Yes, not the Miller Genuine Draft.
No, Miller.
We figured that out.
We figured that out. I am living the high life, and I love me Miller High Life. I
love High Life.
Oh, my God. You can get a 12-pack for like $11. It's great.
I love High Life.
Tastes amazing.
Yeah, I think I just got to dabble in some different types of beers and not go so IPA heavy throughout the day because, again, it's just a little rough on the old tummy.
The number one prospect in baseball is being called up. And what's really fun about players in today's game, we noticed this in the NCAA men's tournament, is we are now at the age where I knew your dad. Paging Jamal Mashburn Jr. and Richard Pitino on New Mexico State. Whoa. Hey.
Jameer Nelson's son was balling out for a school this year somewhere.
Too. Yeah.
I saw a highlight somewhere on Twitter, and it was like, Jameer Nelson Jr., and I was like, yeah, just kill me now.
And go just look at the starting lineup for the Toronto Blue Jays, and you will feel old. Jackson Holliday, the number one prospect in baseball, is being called up tomorrow, or today. He will play tomorrow.
Woo!
For the Baltimore Orioles, the rich keep on getting richer. But what I'm really excited, before we get into what we can expect from Jackson, I pulled up his old man stats, Matt Holliday, his father. I pulled up some of those stats. And my friends, we might be forgetting how great his dad was.
Enlighten me.
A very fringe Hall of Famer. But Matt Holliday, like stat-wise, but Matt Holliday is a guy that I watched. It's pretty damn good.
We think
316 home runs. He batted career 299. Pretty good. Not quite 300, but pretty good.
A lot of time in Colorado helped him for sure.
In 2007, Colorado got swept by the Red Sox in the World Series. No. Yes.
Yeah, 4-0. Yes.
Yes, they did. Sorry, I was thinking about 04. That was St. Louis. Matt Holliday that year had 216 hits, which led the league, 50 doubles, which led the league, 137 RBIs, which led the league, a
137?
Is that 137 RBIs.
Dang.
And a batting average of 340.
Didn't they beat the Cardinals by Matt Holliday not touching the plate and then getting to the World Series?
Is that when he did it? Didn't he do it with his chin?
Well, no, his chin hit afterwards.
Wasn't that game 163?
The old chin job.
Yeah, that was game
163. I think they're game 163.
Thank you. Same year, though. Same year.
This guy, check these batting averages in 2005 and going forward. 307, 326, 340, 321, 313. He hit 286 in Oakland and then was traded to St. Louis and hit 353 and then 312.
Damn.
And then 296, 295, 300.
What were his hit numbers each season?
In 05, he had 147 and then 196, 216, 173, 182 was the total in 2009 on two teams. 186, 132, 177, 156, 156.
200 is an amazing hitter.
He got a World Series in 2013. Thank you, David Fries.
Wow. Who rejected the Cardinals Hall of Fame nomination.
Matt Holliday was really damn good. And I'm excited to see his kid. His kid plays short.
He's got solid jeans on him, too.
That'll be nice. Joe, tell me, do you like the idea of getting Jackson at short and maybe moving Gunner back over to kind of more of his natural position at second? Because we've seen him struggle a little bit defensively.
Well, that's because of Rowdy Tellez's fat ass not sliding into second, just standing straight up. That wasn't even his fault. No, I like Jackson at second. I believe that is Jackson's position.
Okay.
Is second base. So, I mean, keep him there, especially coming up into the majors, keep him comfortable. And then Gunnar, I know that he played a little third base last year, but, I mean, even last year, he showed that he is fully capable of being the guy at shortstop for the Orioles. I mean, that is this reminds me of the Orioles when they were winning the division, you know, 7-8 years ago. When you had Hardy and Scope up the middle, and this is just like that on steroids.
Yeah, I think the best thing about Jackson getting called up and going to the Orioles is, amigo, there is no pressure on you.
Yeah,
there's absolutely no pressure on you.
There's so many young guys on this roster and so many people trying to fulfill expectations and so many people that are trying to live up to what they just did last year and keep that momentum going, that it's just like, dude, just do you, boo-boo. Because we're all in this together. We know we all have expectations to do great things in this team, whether it's obviously Adley, whether it's Grayson Rodriguez, whether it's Colton Cowser, whether it's Jordan Westberg, whether it's, I mean, hell, Ryan Mountcastle. I know he's kind of the elder statesman of the team, but for him doing something, I mean.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I think the best part about Jackson is he can look around and he can see Gunner and Adley. Okay, and that's probably where the pressure comes in. Like, Gunner and Adley are so great. It's like, oh, I'm the next kid. I got to be great. But then you've got guys like Mountcastle. Funny we mentioned Tony Kemp earlier. Tony Kemp, Cedric Mullins,
yeah.
Santander. Like, these are guys that have been around for
Santander
a little bit.
And Mullins, they've been on these terrible Orioles
Yeah,
teams,
that they can kind of look at the kid and say, hey, dude, let the other kid shine. Just figure yourself out.
Yeah,
I hope they bat Jackson Holliday, like, eighth. Don't put him straight at the top. Don't put pressure on the kid. Like, you're building, you are right now at the beginning of a window that could be a 10-year window.
I would hope it's longer than that.
Don't get 3 years ahead. Go now.
Give me 20 years. Hell, give me 30. That doesn't make sense. But I think this is a great environment for a number one prospect because you're not coming into just a crap situation where right. It's just like, dude, please save us. Like, that was what Adley was coming into.
Yeah, it's like you're like, Trevor Lawrence, hey, Jacksonville sucks.
For the love of God,
hey,
please.
And a big positive for you Orioles fans this year, you don't have to give Ramon Urias any more at-bats because he has been a black hole for you. So that's just easy. Take him off of third base. I think Westerberg played third a bit last year, so you can slide him over and then just keep him and Gunner, Jackson and Gunner in the middle infield. It's done.
All right, we come back. It's everybody's favorite, fair or foul. We do it at the bottom of the second hour every single week. But first, there's Schultzy with sports. We're watching Cubs-Padres right now. It's a TNT game on Tuesday. Boy, I love that we have a TNT game on Tuesday nights.
What a concept.
And Morel just hit a salami into the second deck.
At first, I thought that was on Joe Musgrove. And I was like, damn, how did he get to the dugout so fast? Like, they hit, like, right away after giving it up.
Morel's just swinging, and Musgrove's like, and I'm out.
And I'll go grab some seeds. I'm done here. But it was not him. He put all the dudes on base.
And then they pulled him. And then the guy threw this dude, Kolek, threw three pitches. And
dong.
As we used to say back in the day.
Oh, yuck,
what are they doing? Back.
Mike Lynch put that together. Shout out, Mike Lynch. All right, this is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Without further ado, Jordan Schultz.
Before we get going, we need to figure out some different music because our show episodes have been yanked from YouTube the last 2 weeks because of copyright laws.
Probably not that. That's probably not going to work either. I've got some. Okay, thank you for letting me know. I've got some royalty.
I meant to mention that to you before the show.
That maybe, but I don't know. I would honestly, dude, that would be awesome if we could do that. I it was written by a guy. Like, he owns the rights to it. I don't know if that'll be claimed. Let's go with it. We'll keep replaying it. I don't know.
All right.
Let's. You want to hit it again?
Well, now it's silent.
I don't know where it is.
I'm confused.
Hold on.
I'm scared.
I'll get it up.
How
over
long
here
is
too.
This?
It's about
16
3 minutes.
Oh,
oh yeah. Yeah. Thank you. I made this specifically for the show.
We're in the clear.
All right.
Pop that baby down a little bit.
All right. This is Fair or Foul. Without further ado, Jordan Schultz.
Hey, appreciate you guys. Do have a Mariners related question?
It's a lot
tonight.
Of snare in my headphones. I think.
Turn that down a little bit more.
As Marshall would say.
Is that better? All right. All right. Our headphones sound different sometimes. All right, guys. Mariners-related question in tonight's Fair or Foul, but we start off with good old Mookie Betts. He is absolutely killing it for the Dodgers so far this year, hitting .380, one of the best hitters, some people saying the best hitter in the majors right now. So, guys, Fair or Foul, he is leading all batters with a 1.222 OPS, that is on-base percentage plus slugging, fair or foul, he is leading all batters in the majors with a 1.222 OPS.
1.122 or
1.222.
I've been really high on this. If you take Shohei's pitching out of the equation, I think right now, in this moment, nobody in baseball is better than Mookie Betts. I think he's the best player in Major League Baseball. I think he is a phenomenal defender. He is an on-base machine. He can hit home runs when he needs to.
Hell, he can play shortstop on any given notice.
The kid is just phenomenal. And I remember when the World Baseball Classic was coming around, I wanted the t-shirt jersey of a player, and the guy I wanted was Mookie Betts. Well, and this is why. However, I will say foul, because I do not believe, because I think it might be Juan Soto.
Oh, boy. Changing your tune a bit?
A little bit. Soto's look good. And it might not be Soto, but I don't know if Mookie in his OPS plus is leading everybody. I hope I'm wrong, though.
There have been a couple players that are off the hot starts this year. Mookie has been on fire. For some reason, I'm just going to go on a limb here and say that this is foul as well. I'm going to go Tyler O'Neill.
Ooh, nice pick. Nice pick.
He's got like six dongs already.
He broke a window today at Fenway.
And that was the only thing they did against the Orioles.
Are you looking at my sheet over here, bro?
I'm not. Let's go.
You're peeking over. You actually got it literally as correct as you could. It is foul, and it is actually Tyler O'Neill.
Let's go.
With a 1.394.
Nice call, Joe.
Hey, I feel like Mike Lynch on that one.
Yeah, you should.
He pulled that a lot. Honestly, you guys did that probably equal amount of times, mm-hmm. but I feel like Mike, he was sneaky good at these fair fouls where he knew.
Mookie is in second, and Spencer Steer in third, Mike Trout in fourth. Juan Soto all the way down at about 24th with a 9.78. I just don't think he's gotten on base
quite
enough.
Maybe I just got really hot and bothered by his first week there.
Got all horned up on Juan.
That was sexy.
I mean, is it Nico Horner? That guy looks good.
Nico Horny.
Nico Miso Horner.
Seiya Suzuki? Glad we nailed this Cubs thing already.
Yep.
The fact that former NBA star Jeff Hornacek's nickname is Horny, just let that sink
There's
in.
There's nothing horny about that.
Not at all. Go look at the dude. Doesn't
Are
make me
kidding
horny.
Me?
No, I'm not kidding you. All right, fair foul number two. Let's go with another try to stump you guys question. The San Francisco Giants have been so lack at stealing bases this year, but I'm going to give you guys this question, fair or foul. They have yet to steal a base so far this season.
San Francisco Giants have yet to steal a base, fair or foul.
Fair or foul.
That's so wild to think because they got Bob Melvin. I mean, like, the guy's smart.
I'm going to go foul because that just seems like what we're 11, 12 games in and not one dude has stolen a base
on
that team.
Could have been thrown out.
That's true.
Where's my boy Jung Ho Lee?
Yeah, I'm going to say foul. I'm just trying to think of who's on that team that would even attempt to, that's like a speedster on the squad.
I'm going to say fair simply despite Joe and have some love for Bob Melvin for not being incompetent.
You're right. Fair. It is fair. The San Francisco Giants actually have stolen zero bases so far this year. Other teams that have not stolen many, right above them, the Cubs and the Twins with two, and among teams with three are my freaking Seattle Mariners.
Well, it's not zero.
It's not zero, but it might as freaking well be, because they're not getting on base enough to steal bases anyway.
When do we start asking the question, is Bob Melvin not a good manager anymore?
Are we really? No.
We're not there yet?
No.
Okay, all right, all right.
I said we are definitely still in overreaction mode.
Okay, all right. Just checking.
I'd rather have him in Seattle than Scott Service right now.
Just want a litmus test.
That's just my take on it. And speaking of these Seattle Mariners, guys, their pitching staff has been absolutely atrocious so far this year. They're hitting. Yeah, we kind of know that they're up and down, but their pitching has always been a gem. George Kirby, Logan Gilbert, Luis Castillo, their top three arms, some of which people were saying are three of the best arms in the major leagues, have anywhere from a 4-6 plus ERA. So it ain't good. The Mariners have been leaning on that pitching for at least a season and a half or two, guys. Fair or foul, the Seattle Mariners will not be able to get a better ERA than they did in 2023. So their ERA was 3.74 in 2023. Fair or foul, they will not be able to top that.
I would envision that's one of the best in the league last year.
Top three.
Yeah. So they have to finish in the top. Well, not
no,
finish
just
in
if
the top
they,
three, but just
do you think they'll have
3.
A 3.73 yeah. or better?
I think they can. I just think there's just too much talent. Like, yeah, they might be having some rough starts in the beginning of the year, but it's April. You know, the Nationals were like 17-35 and won a World Series. I have to believe Luis Castillo concerns me. But Kirby and Gilbert, I'm not worried about yet. I mean, it sucks for my fantasy teams, but I'm not worried yet. Castillo worries me a little bit, but I think the season is young, and I think it's just the law of averages, and I think his starting rotation, because see, right now, Bryce Miller is holding it down for them, and he is eventually not going to hold it down, but Kirby will hold it down. So a law of averages, I think they will make it, so I'll say foul, right? You asked if they won't.
That is correct. You did answer correctly.
I think they got a shot.
I say fair. They will not achieve this line of demarcation, 3.73 ERA. I think.
Are the Orioles interested in Luis Castillo?
No.
Oh, they'd take him in a heartbeat. Don't be crazy.
No, we're fine. Just as long as he starts pitching better.
Now, Wells or Castillo?
Then we'll start to consider it.
Wells or Castillo? Who would you take?
Oh, Castillo.
Exactly.
I make radio bits here. I'm joking.
Sorry.
I'm just joshing. I don't know. I just feel like this season could have the potential of where the rubber meets the road, and that it's just like, okay, we're done here. Like, what are we doing on the offensive side? The arms that we've invested in have completely S'd the bed this year. It's time for some repercussions, and with that is that the pitching doesn't really recover from how it started so far. Again, so much season left.
Right.
But again, it just feels like they've been skating by these last couple of years with good enough performances on the field, whether it be batting, whether it be pitching, that this might just be the year where it just doesn't click together at all with this team. Maybe they get a hot August like last year, but you got to be wondering what the mood is like in that clubhouse. And I just don't know if they're going to, especially on the reliever side, bullpen side of things, I don't know if they're going to be as good as last year and also just make up for what this starting pitching staff is lacking to start.
All right, that is fair or foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. We come back, we'll wrap this bad boy up. The Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan. Well, that's it. Have a great night. See you later.
What? Did you catch the eclipse yesterday?
No, I don't believe in that liberal propaganda to get Biden reelected. Come on, give me a break.
That's my go-to now. Whenever my girlfriend says anything, did you hear about
rapture?
This?
The rapture is
Did
coming.
Did you hear about that? I'm like, just left-wing propaganda. That new Beyonce album, left-wing propaganda to take over country music.
I'll tell you what. I heard some of that. That S is garbage. Yeah. I love Queen B. I love Beyonce. I think she is wonderful and amazing and a hot piece. But that stuff is absolute garbage.
It's unnecessary is what I feel like.
It's just...
I'm like, who asked for this?
It's like...
I didn't.
Now, there's one thing. If you decide you want to get into country music, that's one thing. That's totally fine. Oh, you want to do something different? Sounds great. I loved Gaga and A Star is Born. That's a little country-esque,
It's a movie.
Right. But this is just like, can I get a country beat, but I'm going to still sing the same?
No. Can I get some Chattahoochee by Alan Jackson, please? Do we have that in the library somewhere?
Although I will tell you, her cover
Lay
of
down your
her cover of Blackbird by the Beatles is hysterical with all these people that are like, you know, I wish Paul McCartney would go back to stop being so woke. And this song doesn't have to be about black people. And it's like, well, it was about black people when he wrote it in 68. So
have you heard this song called Blackbird before?
I don't know what to tell you.
Have you heard of this guy, Paul McCartney?
Shut up and just play music.
I remember when, oh, there we go.
Hell yeah, brother.
Now, this is real country for your ass.
Of God, I hate this.
You didn't know about no Chattahoochee?
No, I hate this.
It gets hotter than a hoochie coochie.
Yeah, this is a good 90s country song.
Oh, just wait. Yeah, it's how a real hot, lyric.
How hot is a hoochie coochie? How hot is a hoochie coochie?
Oh, dude, you don't want to know.
Can I say hoochie coochie on the air?
Well, we just did multiple times. This, me and Alan.
This was in our system, so it's approved.
Hell yeah.
That's not true.
It should be.
If it were put in our system as a song, then that means that it is okay.
I love that I ask, can we say hoochie coochie? Hotter than a hoochie coochie.
I'm Googling.
And you two are like, yeah, we're totally fine. But when I talk about Tyler Glass now throwing a slutter, both of you are like,
I'm Googling right
now.
How hot is a hoochie coochie?
I mean, if it's in a song, you can say whatever you want, right?
What does it even mean?
I don't know. Guys, take a guess.
People can kiss my ass.
I'm going to just start saying that in like weather terms when I'm talking to people like, dude, it was so hot yesterday.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
It was hotter than a hoochie coochie.
Just want to thank Sam Elliott for that one.
Yeah, I think we're in the clear. Again, it's not us. Blame Alan Jackson.
We're
right?
not saying one of the seven dirty words, guys. We're fine.
Excuse me, he looks really hot.
Hotter than a hoochie coochie.
I would still like to know.
Give us a B&D if we got it in the library too.
No, no.
Some Brooks and
Dunn. No, no. We're not doing that.
You don't like B&D?
No.
Or is it just the genre, the overarching?
There's plenty of country that I like. Tammy Wynette, George Jones, Kris Kristofferson, some Merle, some Willie.
You don't want no Neon Moon?
I'm into that. But once you get to B&D.
You song bitch.
And Alabama and Brooks and the Judds and all that, you like, that's when you lose me. Alan Jackson,
when the
you
sun
lose
goes
me.
Down, my son,
I
down.
Got friends in low places.
I'll pass
like,
on
I can't,
that.
I can't, I
you
just,
bet,
I just
right,
can't.
Toby Keith better not be in that category for you.
Red Solo Cup.
I love Toby
I
Keith,
fill
rest
you
in peace.
Up, this song is garbage.
Oh, you're a jerk.
Yet
hey.
I'm not garbage.
Hey, he just died, brother.
Okay, cool, right. I'm sorry, bud, that sucks.
Who's that
almost
man?
As bad as your music did.
Also, what happens down here in
yes.
Mexico stays in Mexico. I took that line from Las Vegas.
Yeah, dude, like, this is such garbage.
Brooks and Dunn is solid.
It is. I would listen
some
to that.
Some Boot Scootin' Boogie.
Oh, that album on
oh,
a repeat.
They make Boot Scootin' Boogie.
That's Boot Scootin'
yeah,
Boogie.
Your mind just changed right there.
I
got
that
a good
song.
Job. I
no.
work hard for my
no,
money.
It just proved that
when it's quitting time, I hit the door running. Something.
Climbing my pickup truck. Yeah. The honky tonk.
There
no,
you go.
No.
I can keep going, but I won't.
Out in the country, there's a city limit sign. There's a honky tonk. That's great.
That's how as bad they've been now.
That is the only country music that I give two American thumbs up towards. None of this Beyonce crap.
See, I'm all about the like Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard, Poncho and Lefty.
Some Waylon Jennings.
I want some Waylon Jennings. I want some Tammy Wynette, Stand By Your Man.
Mama,
you know?
Don't let your boys grow up
to
be
cowboys. See, that's good.
That's a good
great.
One. I'll give you that, too.
That's great.
I'll give you one American thumbs up to that one.
I have this record at home. It's a Merle Haggard, Willie Nelson duet record. And on side A, it's Poncho and Lefty. So the first song is Poncho and Lefty. And the last two songs, one of them
Poncho,
is about...
Jump On It?
One of the last two songs on side A, the first song is about why they are sober. And the next song is about why they get drunk every night. And you're like, oh, all right, we're just moving along here.
That's good album composition right there.
Yeah.
That's very smart of them.
Poncho and Lefty, yeah, they were some outlaws, and Poncho got caught, and Lefty quit and went to Ohio, and Poncho went down to Mexico, but he died. When I get older, I want to get two Maine Coon cats, those giant cats.
I'm familiar.
Yeah, I want two Maine Coons, and I want to name them Poncho and Lefty.
How long has that been on your list of things to do?
About 5 years.
Hopefully they come when called their name. You know?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be even cooler.
Yeah.
And hopefully they grow to just be big, big cats.
They're huge.
Oh, I know. I've seen how big those cats can get.
Yeah,
so
I want
hopefully
big ones.
They fulfill their Maine Coon size and what they're supposed to be. Because, yeah, those they can get gigantic. You all right over there?
Yeah, well, it's why I don't want dogs. I don't want dogs because I just want Maine Coons. They're about the size of dogs, right?
Way down yonder in the Chattahoochee. Never knew
Mama,
how much.
Don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me, but I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a lot about love.
A lot about love.
Damn, that's a good one. I'm listening to that album.
You know,
when
I first started writing music, I was like, why don't I write country music? You can be such a bad writer and get famous.
Oh, it's easy.
I was
it's like, a lot of tropes.
Right, but I'd have to do country music.
Listen, I love hip hop.
Drink a lot.
I love hip hop. Well, I love rap. And the one thing that them and country have in common is that as long as you just keep writing songs about the same things over and over and over again, you'll be good.
Eventually, you'll figure it out.
You'll find a hit.
All right, that'll do it for us. We'll see you next week in some fun news. The Bucks and Celtics tonight combined for a record low 2 free throw attempts. So,
guys, that's
stat of the day.
For real?
The NBA has there's a conspiracy behind this. I feel like there's multiple sources saying this. The NBA has corrected the scoring issues from earlier in the season. One of the ways they have done that, by literally not calling fouls.
All right, there you go. All right, we'll see you next week. That's Jordan Schultz behind the glass. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris.
Oh, my God, you're right. 2-3. Wow.
Go do something I would do, like practice from the charity stripe. Put me in,
coach. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.